Get ready to dive into the intriguing world of private equity. In our four-part interview series with Michel de Gauchereau from LPX, we unravel the secrets of an exclusive financial realm and explore the revolutionary concept of listed public private equity. Welcome to the second part of our interview series on public listed private equity, where we will explore what private equity actually is, and especially listed private equity. Welcome, Michel de Gauchereau from LPX.
Hello.
So, can you tell us more about listed private equity?
Sure. Well, listed private equity are companies that are traded on the stock exchange and are making investments in unquoted companies and are looking always for new market leaders, for new technologies to invest in, and then trying to sell those companies with a capital gain. That it's basically the business model of private equity. And because the companies are listed on the stock exchange, you have, on the one hand side, you have the stock price of that private equity company, which is measuring the daily demand and supply of investors that would like to have access to this asset class. But you also have a so-called net asset value, which is measuring the underlying performance of those investments. And the net asset value of a private equity company reflects the, let's say, the track record of the manager, because it reflects the valuations of those investments. So we are also able to measure the underlying economic fundamental performance of those private equity companies.
Yeah, and how can NAVs actually differ from the price that we see on exchange?
Yeah, well, that's usually the standard, that the price at the stock exchange, the stock price is either above or below the net asset value. Currently, we see that the companies are trading at a very high discount, so the stock price is below the net asset value. On average, it's around 20 to 25% this year below the net asset value, so which shows that there is some value. And in my opinion, it could be an interesting entry level to start an investment into that asset class, because typically over the past 30 years, where we collect and track that type of data and discounts, a discount level of more than 20% was always a good sign to start an investment into that asset class in general.
All right, and who are the investors?
Well, the investors are typically, to be honest, in that also listed private equity, institutional investors. However, retail investors can invest into those products. I would say around 60 to 70% are institutional investors, like insurance companies, pension funds, large asset managers, or financial intermediaries that are investing on behalf of their clients. But as I said, it's also possible for retail investors to buy those type of companies.
Yeah. And why do the companies themselves also get listed on the stock exchange? What's their ambitions? What's the reasons for them to list?
Well, there are several reasons. One reason is to get a valuation of their private equity portfolio. So that we have seen in the past years that there was a need for general partners to list part of the portfolio so that they have a market price for their portfolio. Then they use it as an indicator for their investments. Third but not least, it's also an exit route for the founders of a private equity company, or at least to have a liquid way to sell some of their stakes into that company. So the typical reason why someone is listing its company on the stock exchange, that's also true for private equity.
Mm-hmm. And where do these public listed investment companies invest in? So what is a typical investment of such a company?
Well, they're usually investing into medium-sized, unquoted, non-traded private companies, in companies that maybe need a growth financing, or that need or where you have a founder that would like to exit his investment. So typically medium-sized companies in various industries, in various sectors. And generally you have to distinguish between buyout and venture companies. Buyout companies are companies that are already making profits, have already a successful business model, and where the private equity company usually buys the majority of that company. That's why it's called buyout. And venture capital investments are investments into startups, into new companies. Of course, there's a slightly higher risks associated to venture capital as compared to buyout. But that are typically the type of investments that are done by private equity companies.
And how do you analyze the investment portfolio?
Well, because the private equity companies that we analyze are listed on a stock exchange, we can rely on the official publications. And typically you have at least half yearly, in some cases also quarterly reports, where we can get information on the underlying investments of the portfolio. And in addition to that, you have also, so we call it ad hoc news. So whenever there's a significant event, they have to announce this. And because an investment or exit is part of the business model of private equity, they typically announce those type of activities. And we track that information. So our main job is really to track the publications, be it in report or be it in attack news or in a press release. And we then gather that information from those sources and put it in our database, and then we can calculate an NAV, we can calculate the historic track record of those companies, can calculate the premium or discount. But the main source are publicly listed companies and public data.
All right. Many thanks, Michel, for sharing your insights with our audience.
Thank you.
Yes, stay tuned for the third part of our interview series when we are going to talk about benchmarking.